Trouble for Family First. This is over their charitable status. Now, this has been going on, I guess, for a number of years now. 2013, the Charities Registration Board told them that their charitable status was in danger. And because they were seen as lobbying for a political purpose. Lobbying for a political purpose. So therefore they weren't a charity. Now, curiously enough, Greenpeace at the same time also had trouble over their status, but then they were told, well, bad luck. The Charities Commission was told bad luck. Supreme Court found in their favour. So are they being picked on because, as Bob McCoskrey says, it's disturbing. It's disturbing because it's a charity that researches and speaks up on an issue that's deemed incorrect by the political elite. Is this what it's about? They're considered old-fashioned, out of touch, too conservative, too Christian. Bob McCoskrey joins me now. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Mark.
Hey, look, this isn't... I mean, this has been going on. This has been bubbling away, hasn't it, for 4 years now?
Well, it's actually been longer than that because we've actually had two audits previously since we set up in 2006. And we passed both of those, and then sort of this, yeah, you're right, this latest one started just after the same-sex marriage debate.
Hey, can I ask you, what is your purpose? What is your purpose in life?
Our purpose is to research, to educate, and to speak up on issues related to family, and that can cover quite a few issues, and it's set up as a charity, it's non-profit, and look, we only survive if people are willing to get in behind and make donations and support us, and people are.
See, I guess people think of charities, they think, look, you're out there helping the homeless, you're helping the poor, you're actually doing something charitable.
Yeah.
Do you guys do any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we do, but firstly, you can talk about ambulances at the bottom of the cliff, but you've also got to have ambulances at the top of the cliff who talk about the policies and also talk about preventative messaging, and that's where we see importance in terms of saying, okay, people are talking about, I mean, last year we released two reports, one on child poverty and one on child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those looked at what are the risk factors for child poverty, what are the risk factors for child abuse. Now, those are important discussions to be had.
Yeah.
And to identify what are the, you know, the red flags.
But does it make you a charity? See, you can have, like, take the employers and manufacturers. They could argue that, you know, they're there for educational purposes, they're looking out for safeguarding people's rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why couldn't they be classified as a charity? I mean, they're like you guys. I mean, because that's because people do see you, and this is what you work, and some would say work effectively as, Bob. You are a lobby group.
Yeah, whenever you speak up, obviously people think that you're speaking on behalf of certain issues. But then again, I mean, during the anti-smacking debate, you know, Plunkett and Barnardo's were groups that were speaking up on that issue because obviously that was an issue that was core to their being. I think the problem I have, I mean, there's two problems, Mark. The first is that I found out about this decision by being rung by a number of media.
Good.
And look, I spoke to the Charities Board and I said to them, you know, can you confirm or deny the decision? Because I'm being told secondhand.
Yeah.
And why don't you just put out a media release saying, look, no decision has been made. They haven't. So, you know, it's disappointing for a government department that I have to find out secondhand. But the second thing is I think it's the inconsistency that's the problem because there are many other organisations who are registered charities, and I've actually emailed you a list of registered charities who do great work, who we believe should have every right to be recognised as charities, but it involves political advocacy at times because, unfortunately, politicians make decisions that affect families.
But you see, you're saying, and you look at some of the issues that you guys have taken on, okay? You're opposed to same-sex marriage. You're opposed to the decriminalisation of abortion. You had issues over smacking, issues over LGBT. The bans on Easter trading, the prostitution. I mean, these are issues which, you know, I mean, they reflect, I guess, where you guys come from. I mean, you're a conservative. Would it be fair to say you're a conservative Christian-based organisation?
Well, the interesting thing, Mark, is that when we presented the porn petition 2 weeks ago, we had representatives from every political party on the steps of Parliament receiving that. I've worked with the Greens on paid parental leave and with Labor on paid parental leave, worked with Greens and Labor on Easter trading. I've worked with New Zealand First on binding referendum. We've worked with ACT on the decriminalisation of light smacking. So look, no, it's cross-party, and I think what you're doing is you're taking an issue by issue. But the problem is, once again, the Charities Commission is targeting one group and ignoring other groups that do very similar things.
The reason I mention those is because you yourself were quoted as saying this morning, it would be disturbing to all New Zealanders that a charity that researches and speaks up on an issue which is deemed incorrect by the political elite...
Yep.
is in danger of being punished. Now, what you're pointing at there, Bob, is you're saying that this somehow the Charities Commission is motivated by, you know, bias against a conservative organisation, effectively.
Well, two things to that. Firstly, the reason they originally gave for wanting to deregister Family First was they said, and I quote, "The main purpose of Family First is to promote the view that the natural family defined by the trust as the union of a man and a woman through marriage is the fundamental social unit. The board considers that these opinions are fairly described as controversial in contemporary New Zealand society." Now, the ironic part is that New Zealand is actually signatories to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and also the United Nations Conventions on the Rights of the Child that says the family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society. But, Mark, let me quote what the judge told the Charities Board when the Charities Board in 2015 were defeated in the Wellington High Court against us. The judge said, and I quote, "Members of the Charities Board may personally disagree with the views of Family First, but at the same time recognise there is a legitimate analogy between its role and those organisations that have been recognised as charities," end quote. So it's the inconsistency that I think New Zealanders should be concerned about, because, like I said in the statement, there'll be people cheering that Family First could be muzzled. But my warning to them is simply, what about one day when the government decides that the view of the group they love also should be muzzled? They'll be the ones shouting.
Hey, look, tell me this, and because I know people will ask this question, Bob. What is it you guys do that is charitable?
Well, speaking up on issues that affect families is charitable right from day one. Education is charitable. But look, as well as some of the public advocacy that we do, we are constantly working with families, especially ones who have been affected through SIF, through the family court. We have a whole website called protectgoodparents.org.nz that deals with families that have been affected by the anti-smacking law. So, you know, we are constantly interacting with families. Look, we've worked with groups of families who have been affected by residential brothels. There's plenty of groundwork going on. But like I say, if you take out every charity that works at the top of the cliff, then there's a whole lot of groups that are going to come out, like Child Poverty Action Group, Vegan Society, New Zealand Drug Foundation, National Council of Women. There's a whole list.
Hey, what is this actually going to do to you? I mean, how much money do you... I mean, because it's going to mean that if people donate money to you guys, they can't claim it for tax purposes. I mean, how much money would you take in a year? I mean, how significant is this going to be?
Well, I mean, you can see that information. It varies from year to year. You can see that on the charity's...
roughly, what would it be?
Well, it can vary depending on what activity is going on and what the issues are. It can vary anywhere between $300,000 to $500,000 a year. Annual income, but I've looked at other similar charities, and there's variation, huge variation.
Okay. But this, would you expect that this move will cut that? People will no longer give if you are not officially a charity.
Some may not, but others. I mean, we have actually been inundated with donations just in the last 24 hours, and we've had people saying they're going. If we were to be deregistered, they'd double or quadruple their donation. So, but see, Mark, that's not the issue I'm fighting. I'm going to take this the whole way, because if the Charities Board succeeds against us simply because they disagree with our view, then other groups are at risk.
See, is that what it comes down to? I mean, you're convinced that they do it because they don't like what you stand for, so they have cut you off at the knees.
Well, they say that our views are controversial in contemporary New Zealand society and that we don't serve a public benefit. And I always think that when a group who promotes the family as a fundamental social unit is deemed of no public benefit, you know, our country's in deep trouble.
Yeah, you see, I look at the Charities Act this morning. It says, you know, charitable purpose can include the relief of poverty, The advancement of education, the advancement of religion or anything else that benefits the community. A charitable purpose must also provide a public benefit. And that is recognised by law as beneficial, available to the public or a sufficient section of the public.
Well, who measures the public benefit? We would argue that if there's a constituency of the public that in behind it and supporting it, you know, then it should be. But look, you do cover a really important issue, and that's the subjectivity of the definition. Mm. I mean, you know, it's gone through court cases around the world. And the Green Party, I think it was Denise Roche, actually floated the idea of more clearly introducing a bill to more clearly define charities and also to include political advocacy specifically. And that was obviously on the back of the Greenpeace case, because that case is still under review. Greenpeace is still, my understanding, are still haggling.
I thought the Supreme Court decided in 2014 that they were allowed charitable status.
No, they sent the decision back to the Charities Board and said you have to reconsider it.
All right.
And that's exactly what happened to us in the High Court.
And so Greenpeace's their case is still waiting.
That's my understanding. You might want to check that with Mr. Norman. Sorry, I've forgotten his first name. But
Russell
Norman, sorry. Yeah. But, yeah, my understanding is I haven't seen any evidence that they have been put back on the register.
Bob, look, there are people who will agree or disagree with what you guys stand for.
Yeah, and that's democracy and good...
But does it still come down to the fact that, you know, you represent a certain viewpoint?
Yep.
You're entitled to prosecute that viewpoint. This is what free society is all about.
Yeah.
But you are no different than, say, a political party. You are a lobby group. You're there representing a certain philosophy, a certain belief. And that's not charity.
Well, I think if you go to every charity that you're talking about, yeah, including so-called lefty charities and right-wing charities, and say, look, if you've got a viewpoint and you've got a philosophy, then you're not a charity. You're going to lose most of your charities.
All right,
most
Bob.
Most of them are motivated by their viewpoint and their philosophy, aren't they? That's why they started in the first place. It's called passion.
All right. Hey, listen, let's see what people have got to say. Appreciate your time. Thanks.